Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Yeah, it is fun. Jimmy Day, man. We've had a lot of different. We've had Verhage Day, Jimmy Butler Day. We've had some pretty impressive performances to this point with, and Jimmy's been super consistent. Of course, Verhage's also had a great series against Washington so far. And we've got Mike Florio coming up. We're going to talk more about the NFL schedule here in just a few minutes, but we're able to find the Jimmy Butler.
We did. We got the sound, and we could play it here for you. Remember, this is only a couple seconds long, so listen close. We'll play it a couple times if we need to, but this is the sound last night that somebody got as Jimmy Butler was walking into the locker room after the game.
Tobias Harris over me?
The F-bomb was the right. Effing
bleeping Tobias Harris over me.
Tobias Harris over me.
Standing right there, by the way, Tim Donovan works.
By the way,
media relations guy for the Heat.
That's
right?
All that needed to be said.
That's it.
Whatever the motivation, because I was like, man, Jimmy was. He said, when I need to, I'll take my shots and be the guy. And last night was one of those nights. 13 of 29. He wanted to make it real clear, not just to help him win this series, but while he's in Philly, let me just give him something else to talk about, as in, I'm the best player in this series. You can talk about any one of those contract guys you want. I'm better than all of them. And then from there, he put it on. So great stuff. I guess nothing else really needs to be said, and he has said it all. What else can you say now when he talks to media and the team's like, all right, now you got to say Tobias Harris over me.
Right.
Really?
I mean,
are you kidding me? You're your fourth option over me? Do you see what I just did? Hell, I was the best player in that series.
How do you trust the process when the process just totally, literally just blew up in your face? I mean, I saw someone also on social media talk about the fact that I've been following this team for my whole life, and 10 years ago I was promised we will tank for a couple of years. We will get first-round draft picks. We will turn this franchise around. Two of the first-round picks, or number one overall picks, basically, are not on this team anymore.
Think of all the things they've gone through. Injury's been a big problem.
Huge, even for Embiid his first 2 years in the league.
Not just injury, but guys that come up with funky things like the yips.
How about two guys that you were number one overall? Ben Simmons forgot how to shoot. And Markel Fultz forgot
how
to shoot. Ben Simmons lost his confidence.
There you go.
And yeah. Joel Embiid, for his first 2 years in the league, couldn't even see basically the court. Those were three number one overall picks.
That's what bad franchises do. And one of the reasons Detroit's been in the crapper for a long time.
Right.
Just you go get those picks, they're great.
Right.
We're trying to find out. By the way, we're not on probation here to find out how we deal with all our picks.
You're right.
To see what that's going to look like, too. All right. So, anyway, we've got all that stuff. Mike Florio will join us. We'll talk about schedules and NBC. NBC right off the bat. And, of course, NBC bought half of Pro Football Talk, just so you know, if you're not familiar with Mike. I can't even imagine how big that check was,
right?
So they could get a website and get more hits. They get Thursday night football to start the whole season. Buffalo Bills go to the Rams. And then they come back 3 days later for the Sunday night game, Tampa Bay and Dallas Cowboys. Oh,
man. Brady and the Cowboys.
I'm going to tell you something good crazy. God. And the season as it goes on gets more popular. I get it. I'm not so sure that Tampa Bay playing at Dallas doesn't end up being the highest rated game of the year. Of the regular season.
Right, it could be.
And usually Green Bay's in there somewhere with somebody. But that game, with the fact that it's Brady, and listen, the networks all jumped on us. They maxed out the Brady games. Third of their games are going to be on the big stage. And then the Dallas Cowboys, whether you like them or not, they're the Dallas Cowboys. No matter how they play, they are a big story. They're like, what's going on with the Lakers right now? We got these playoffs going on. Right. And we've got to talk about who's running the show and the owner's upset. She wants to make changes. And LeBron, I want him to break the record. No, we need to get rid of him. And Westbrook. And they're still a story, even though we are now getting close to the Eastern Conference Finals. That's kind of how the Cowboys are.
Yeah.
So anyway, we'll talk.
Formerly America's team.
Well, that's what they used to hit us with. Oh, God. That got...
How many people are pissed off about that?
That used to get old after a while. But they actually did have a lot of good teams back then during that time. All right. We're going to take a break so we can come back and jump on things with Mike Florio. I'm really curious to see how this thing works out after protecting games. Listen, man, everybody's trying to get, whether it's a 4 o'clock game or a Sunday or Monday night game, or a Thursday night game. A lot of people paid a lot of money for these games. They want to get some good games. And everybody's got a pretty good idea who those good games are right now when you look around. By the way, Kansas City and Tampa Bay.
Wow, monster.
We saw that show in a Super Bowl not too long ago. So I just think all those kind of games are going to be fun. So we'll talk to Mike Florio, get his take on the schedule and just how big it was again. Last night. But first, before we get into all that, there's something going on in Dade County besides the Miami Heat right now and the Marlins getting ready to take on the Brewers. It's Chapman Partnership every day. By the way, and he do a great job of being involved with the Chapman Partnership. Should probably thank him for that. Listen, we got two homeless facilities that do so much more to bring the homeless off the street and feed them and give them a place to sleep. No, so much more. Every day, it's about a path towards a self-sufficient life through comprehensive care. Rehabilitation, whatever you want to call it. A lot of mental health problems on the streets with homeless. Guess what they do? We bring doctors in to help them. Get them on the right meds. Help them. Find out what the problem is. Help them find jobs. Help them find a place to live. Help families get back together. There's so many success stories that nobody talks about at Chapman Partnership. And it's such a good charity event to be involved with. It starts with Dade County, and it works its way to people like us that just want to help. Each month, Chapman Partnership has more than 50 families and individuals move into stable housing. How cool is that story? Within 3-4 months at the most, want to help people get back out on their own. And that's what the goal is every month at Chapman Partnership. But here's where you can help. We got these things called the Move Out Kits. Chapman provides a kit with essentials that really say welcome home. For just $500, these kits include bedding, towels, pillows, cleaning supplies, cookware, and so much more as you're moving into your new place. It's a second go-around in life for a lot of people, man, and one they really want to take advantage of, and you can just make it that much better for people that were homeless at one time. Now, got a job, feeling better, got the family back together, so join me at 560 and help us out here. Go online to chapmanpartnership.org/event/moveoutkitsdrive, or just Google Chapman Partnership Move Out Kits, and you can provide a family with a move out kit and make a big, big difference. Make you feel good. Thank you on behalf of Chapman Village so much.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs.
Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
All right, Joe, we're going to jump out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline right now and talk to Mike Florio from ProFootballTalk.com. Good morning, Mike. The schedule's released. Let's have a big party about it.
Well, it's amazing, though, the NFL, the ability to take something that is nothing
right.
and turn it into the biggest thing of the week.
You are right. You are so right.
And they can do more. Guys, I've been saying this all week. Why are you dropping 11 games in little dribs and drabs and then 261 games on Thursday night? Split it up. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. 4 weeks, 4 weeks, 4 weeks, 6 weeks. Do it that way. Take over the whole week and really piss off the other sports.
It is incredible if you really look at the scheduling and the way it was done last night. And I got to tell you, they got me, but I was a little more selfish because I wanted to see where I was going to be. But, Mike, I got to tell you the NBC thing. Let's talk about the guys you work with on Sunday night. How in the hell do you get the Bills at the Rams to kick it off, which I get the Rams and Thursday night belongs to you. But then you come back. I think you got a better game. Sunday night, Tampa Bay at Dallas. That's going to do better numbers in the first game, I think. What do you think?
Well, Peter King made a great point earlier today on PFT Live. And I hadn't thought of this, but last year the numbers for that first game of the regular season between the Cowboys and the Buccaneers were so big. They were up like 15% over the prior year. Apparently the league is aware of that and the league wants to get off on the right foot with 2022. So look at the primetime games, Bills, Rams, Cowboys, Bucks, and Russell Wilson going back to Seattle before we figure out how bad the Seahawks are going to be this year. Those numbers for those three games are going to be tremendous. Right. And the other benefit to having a bunch of news stories about how significantly the ratings have spiked for the NFL in week one, Thursday of week two, that's when they need people to be very excited about the NFL, because you're going to need people to go find Amazon Prime, buy Amazon Prime, get a TV that televises Amazon Prime. Think of all those people out there that don't even know what the hell Amazon Prime is.
Right.
And I think of people like my in-laws. Good luck getting them set up to watch Chiefs hosting the Chargers week two on Amazon Prime, along with every other game that's exclusive to Amazon. So you get off to a great start with the ratings. You create some buzz. That creates urgency for people to make sure they got their ducks in a row so they can watch those Thursday night games this year, because it's going to be a lot tougher than it was in past years to do it.
Hey, Mike, let me ask you this. I'm still not sure how this works. How does it go about with CBS, Fox, and NBC on picking these games? Does everybody get together and go, no, hell no. We're protecting this AFC game. And you go, yeah, we're protecting this NFC. How does it go about, and how many games can you protect so that it's fair for everybody paying these big, big dollars to the NFL?
Well, there's a formula that applies to the flexing that – CBS and Fox have the ability to protect some games. And that used to be a big focal point, trying to figure out which games were protected and whatnot. At some point, though, it became obvious that this isn't a card game between the three networks. At the end of the day, the NFL decides what's going to go where. Uh-huh. And there is, and I don't think I'm speaking out of school here. I've been with NBC long enough that I can speak intelligently on this and not piss anyone off more than I already do. There is lobbying that happens. That's common sense. That's human nature. The networks say, we want this game, we want this game, we want this game. And there is a certain amount of holding your breath and waiting and watching to see whether or not you get a good schedule. But you know what? Here's the bottom line. It's in the NFL's interest to give its broadcast partners good schedules, to come up with a way to ensure that maximum people will tune in for the games. Mike North, who is becoming basically the new scheduling guru, it was Howard Katz for years, he was on NFL Network last night, and he said, we view these 272 games as assets, and we have to deploy those assets in a way that makes sense. That's why the Buccaneers got five primetime games, and frankly, if Tom Brady would have found his way to Miami, like he had wanted at one point in January / February, the Dolphins would have had five primetime games and the Bucs would have had two instead of the other way around, because they understand they want to market their stars. They want to put their best teams, the teams they expect to be the best teams, on the biggest platforms. And so at a certain point, it doesn't matter what the networks want. What matters is what the NFL needs, and it needs to have games strategically placed in spots where they will get the most people to tune in and watch.
Well, you just brought up something I wanted to talk about with Tampa Bay. How much scrambling goes on? Because I'm assuming there's some sort of blueprint, and maybe not set in stone, of the games and what the schedule might look like or who's going to be in those primetime games, but, you know, weeks and weeks and months before. But when Tampa Bay, when he announced his retirement and then came back from it, how much scrambling is done at that point to make sure Tampa Bay's on the maximum amount of games?
Well, they went back to square one, but it's not like tearing down a house and rebuilding
it. Right, right.
Basically, you press buttons on a computer and it kicks out the new schedules. You put in all the factors and the permutations, and you get all the possible schedules, and they get a certain number that they review, and they pick them over, and they come up with the one that makes the most sense. But it is complicated with 32 teams and 17 games in 18 weeks, and you've got specific days that you're trying to schedule for and factors. And they've been – here's the other side of it, too. They've been doing it for so long now that it gets better, that the system
right.
gets perfected. It's like anything else. The more you do it, the better you get at it. So they've worked out a lot of the kinks. But still, this year you got four teams who have three straight road games each. And the NFL embraced that last night. It was funny. On the schedule release show, they mentioned that, and they said, and this is relevant and it's significant to the extent that teams are going to complain about it. The teams that have played three straight road games since 2018 are 22-11 in those road games. So it's not like some kiss of death to play three straight games on the road, but there are four teams that have to do it this year. There's all sorts of quirks. You can't get away from it. And it's important because, especially for a young team with a new coach, team that's trying to get a new culture in place, team that's trying to hit the ground running, if you can get some games early on that you can win, you build confidence and you lay the foundation to be better later in the year. Whereas if you get the crap kicked out of you week after week to start the season, it's really hard to get going. And look at the Jets schedule. The first half of the Jets schedule is murderer's row. They start with a tour of the AFC North. And their easy games are all tucked into the back end. Well, by then the ship may have sailed. So and that's part of the fun, looking at it team by team, because where you get your winnable games really is a factor. And it depends upon what you're trying to accomplish as a program. And a team like the Jets, they're trying to get off to a good start, and it's going to be very hard for them to do it.
Mike, can you read anything into the Dolphins' schedule by what they got? We didn't get a Monday night game, but we get a Sunday night game and obviously the Thursday night game. But can you get a read on what everybody's thinking about this Dolphins team?
I think that the NFL is not giving the Dolphins enough credit. I think they should be given more primetime games. I don't know if this is some sort of clumsy slap at Stephen Ross for – you know, the mess that was created, even if he's ultimately exonerated by Mary Jo White, he's responsible in some way, shape, or form for the existence of this Brian Flores mess. It's on his watch. It's with his team. Now, is the NFL that petty that they would give a team fewer primetime appearances because of it? Again, it's in the NFL's interest to put the best teams in the best spots. And I'm surprised there's only two primetime games for the Dolphins, because I think they're going to be good enough to justify more. The Bears have three. For crying out loud.
God.
If the Bears have three, the Dolphins should have 10.
Right.
Hey, Mike, the other guy's interesting because we don't know the unknown of Deshaun Watson. How long, when, the full season, being the Cleveland Browns, it looks like some of the teams, some of the games are like, I don't know. I mean, with Deshaun Watson, without him, there's a big difference. What are your thoughts on this Deshaun Watson thing? Do we know any more as we put these schedules out than we knew 2 months ago?
We don't. And Peter King and I talked about this earlier as well. I can't read anything into the schedule. There's two primetime games for the Browns. They're both in the first 8 weeks, which doesn't make sense if he's expected to be suspended in the early stages of the season. They've got an Amazon game week three against the Steelers. That doesn't make sense if he's going to be suspended, like many believe, 6 or 8 games. I look at that, and frankly, and there's a lot of 1 o'clock games there. I know there's people in the league office that believe he should not play until these 22 cases are resolved. And they had been pushing for paid leave. Well, the commissioner made it clear in late March, I'm not going to put him on paid leave. I'll just suspend him if that's the case. So after the Trevor Bauer two-year suspension by Major League Baseball, and that's relevant because it all goes through the same sports media prism out to the same fans who react to things the same way, regardless of what sport it is. I'm not ruling out a four-year suspension for Deshaun Watson. Now, wow. I'm not saying it's going to happen. I'm not saying it's likely. I'm not saying it's probable. All I'm saying is I can't rule it out. And there's nothing in the Browns' schedule that would point me to say I'll rule out a full-season suspension. I'll say it this way. If he's going to be suspended for a full year, I'd say their schedule is consistent with that. That their schedule would look like it would if he's not going to play at all this year. I'm not saying he's not going to play this year. I'm not saying it's likely. I'm not putting a percentage on it. All I'm saying is I can't rule it out, and there's nothing in the schedule that would prompt me to rule it out.
All right, so let me piggyback on that. What about Baker Mayfield now? What's the situation with him? Is he going to stick around in Cleveland? Do you think they keep him around?
He wants out. That's obvious.
Yeah, right.
And there was an article, we probably talked about this last Friday, that article that was in ESPN.com about the dysfunction between Mayfield and the Browns, that had Mayfield's fingerprints all over it. He wants out. He's trying to agitate for a path out of town. And I can't see him deciding to stick around. He believes he got screwed over by the Browns. Now, the Browns very well could need him. The Browns may need him for the full season. I'd rather have him than Jacoby Brissett. Mm. Could they convince him to set aside whatever acrimony there may be and realize it's in the mutual interest? You think of the teams you could play for, the Panthers, the Seahawks, the Browns. The Browns are the best option. So suck it up for a year, be their guy this year, and then become a free agent. And if they wanted to offer him an olive branch, like we won't franchise tag you next year and use that as some way to trade you if you have some great season and we think there's value in tagging you and trading you, we won't do that. We'll let you hit the open market. If that's what it takes, do it. Do what you have to do to get back in this guy's good graces, mend fences, do whatever needs to be done if he's going to be the guy that you need. And, you know, if I'm the Browns, at some point, I want to know. I want to know now.
Right.
I want to know today, is Deshaun Watson suspended for the full year? And this uncertainty does no one any favors, but the NFL very much likes to keep its cards as close to the vest as it can for as long as it can and delay making a decision because they believe if you don't make a decision, you can't make a mistake. But sometimes not making a decision is the mistake.
Mike, Christmas Day, the Dolphins and Green Bay going to kick things off the first of three games. I guess the commissioner pretty much acts like the NBA doesn't exist anymore, and he's decided he's going to try to cover all day on Christmas Day. Has that surprised you? And I know this is a unique situation because it's on Sunday anyway. Surprise you at all that we're jumping on what used to be the NBA's all-day Christmas? That was good. We're going to give you our best games from the start of the day to the end of the night. You're getting the best NBA games, and we said, we're going to bring our product aboard.
I'm surprised it took them this long, Joe.
Really?
In the past, we've had one game on Christmas. Last year, they had two games on Christmas. The last couple of times Christmas was on a Sunday, I think there was only one game on Christmas Day. Take over the day. Treat it like Thanksgiving. Captive audience. Three games like this. I think they'll do three games next year when it's on a Monday. I think they're taking it over. Look, I remember being amazed that the NFL waited until 2010 to say to baseball, you know what, we're no longer going to abdicate the Sunday night when the World Series is on and play those games on a Thursday. That's how Thursday night football first got started back in the 70s. I remember what a treat that was. Every once in a while, there'd be that Thursday night game, middle of the season, and that was the NFL staying away from the fact that the World Series takes over. And actually, I think that it started as the NFL avoiding a Monday night game and moving a Monday night game to a Thursday. And then when Sunday night football came along, they avoided that Sunday night during the World Series. And they eventually said, screw it, we're going forward.
Right.
You know, baseball, come on, we're football. And I think they're looking at basketball saying, come on, give me a break. I mean, our preseason games draw better than your regular season games. So I'm surprised it took this long. And the real question is going to be 2024, when Christmas is on a Wednesday, will they find a way to play one or two games? And I think they will. I really do. We showed during the pandemic that they can play them on Tuesdays and Wednesdays,
right,
if they have to.
Right.
I think whatever day of the week, we're going to see We're going to see football on Christmas because they generate big audiences and they fish where the fish are.
All right, Mike, we'll leave you on this. I want to jump into a hypothetical world with you right now. Let's say a broadcaster, after he retires, wants to also be a minority owner in a team. Can that happen? Can that happen to a player? Maybe the player's playing now.
You're talking about the story that Mike broke to start with that got this all started?
I'm just saying, in a hypothetical world.
It's so funny. I spent all day Tuesday dealing with people saying, oh, Tom Brady's going to France. There's so much for Tom Brady being a minority owner of the Dolphins. Really? Really? Why would it stop him? Why would it stop? Really? Why would it prevent him from being a minority owner? It's apples and oranges. And here's the other thing too: because people think it means he's never playing for any other team now, and this is his last year. That's not what the announcement is. The announcement is he's going to Fox when he retires from playing football. Why do we think he's going to retire after this year? He said this last December. I don't want to turn on a game and say these guys suck. I'm better than them. Well, if that's his feeling, he can't avoid it if it's his job to call those games.
Right.
I mean, when he said that, I thought his first year or two after he's done playing, he's just not going to watch any football. Now he's going to have to. That makes it less likely that he walks away prematurely, that he walks away before he's 100% certain that he can't do it the way that the guys he's going to be studying and calling their games are doing it. I think that 24 is the earliest he ends up in the booth. I think he's got two more years minimum of playing, and I think this deal makes it more likely that he plays next year somewhere else, and it all comes down to Tua. Let's see what Tua does. Let's see if he's throwing them rockets like the Dolphins put on social media earlier this week.
No, don't do it.
He's throwing rockets like that.
Don't do it, Mike. Don't do it.
Oh, we had that yesterday, Mike. Oh, boy.
Listen, let me just say this. All due respect to the Dolphins social media team, why would you put that up? Why is that
We asked that for 4 hours yesterday. Right. Why? Jeez. Why did somebody not stop that before it got out? How does that somebody not go?
It looked like Tyreek Hill was returning a punt.
Oh, that was the first comment underneath the video. Oh, God.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a disaster.
I'll tell you what, a lot of hits, though, Mike. My God, again.
That's not the kind of traffic you want.
No, it's not.
That's not what you want.
Right.
Mike,
that was a mistake. That was a bad, bad look. And it's all an unforced error by the Dolphins social media.
100%. 100%. Mike, thank you so much, man. We kept you a little bit longer today. Really appreciate it. A lot to talk about.
See you guys.
All right, that was Mike Florio from ProFootballTalk.com joining us on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline.
All right, listen, we're going to take a quick break. We'll jump right back on the text machine, 305-567-0560. Back in a moment. So when you look at that thing and you do the traffic.
Yes.
Does it say crash or accident?
Is
there a difference?
Yes. Well, there's cars, and if you click on a little car, it'll tell you that there is congestion. Then there'll be an exclamation point, and the exclamation point does read incident. Then there's a red minus sign, and that's closure.
Okay.
But it updates, and sometimes it updates as I'm speaking.
But it doesn't say crash.
It does say incident, and then it says emergency vehicles. But it will say, if there is a crash, it will say that there's a traffic incident.
That sounds like that's bad when you get the crash.
Right.
The
I haven't crash seen sounds, anything
you,
crazy
You went
like
heavy
that.
Crash. You scared me today. You went heavy crash.
No, because there was one in, I think that one where I keep talking about police activity in Miami-Dade County on 924 West to State Road 826. It looked like a truck was on the wrong side of the highway and smashed into an Amazon truck. And the driver of the truck going the wrong way was a fatality.
That's a crash.
That was a major incident that happened this morning.
Well, listen, we got some time here, 305-567-0560.
That's your traffic update, right? Again.
Well, you were crashing. I was like, good God, man. Crash is vicious, man. That's bad stuff. All right. What do you have for us?
Someone asked just now, have you heard from Merrill Lynch Dave in the last 2 days? Because my Merrill Lynch Dave has given me really bad news.
I haven't, and you know, it's funny, I am going to call him today.
Oof, he's not answering today, probably. Just throwing that out there.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a bad one. Thank you for that text that just came in.
It's not good.
Right. Let's see. Much rather have a Sunday night game than Monday night, Joe. I'm burnt out by Monday. How about that?
I'd rather have Sunday, too.
Yeah, I like the Sunday night game. Yeah.
It's just weird that we don't have a Monday.
No Monday. Right. Can the Panthers follow the Heat tonight, Joe? Bad feeling they fall behind again early, but we are the comeback cats.
Yeah, I don't think they – it's so funny because they're talking about it. You know they're going, we got to get off to a good start, guys. We can't live down 1-0, 2-0, 3-0. Come on, man. We got to get this thing going. We can't just wake up in the second period and third period. We got to get rolling. So there's a confidence when you do it two in a row that you can keep doing it. But I don't know. I got a pretty good feel, man. They got motivated by the Heat last night.
I hope so. I hope they did at this point. Joe, the Patriots, the Eagles, and the 49ers were three of the 12 teams that got the maximum five primetime games. Really? That's ridiculous. The Pats, the Eagles, and the Niners?
I don't know what to say, man.
Right. We got two.
I have
Pats
no
got five primetime games.
I have no idea. Except some of these games have been driven by quarterbacks. I don't even know if Garoppolo is going to start. I think the game plan, I don't know if Trey Lance is ready or not, but they're making it sound like we gave up a lot to get him.
Right.
Better play him.
Mm. Someone said that game that's coming up with the Dolphins and the Niners, McDaniel versus Shanahan. We'll see who the real brains were on the 49ers offense. You got that Joe Rose West Coast.
I am curious to see. The Joe and Bo, West Coast.
Right. I forgot to. Yeah, Bo. It's definitely better for Bo, I think. Yeah.
Yes. I am curious to see how that plays out. Last time we were out there in the empty stadium, God, the Dolphins hammered them. So we'll see.
That was this big time. That was the big Sam Darnold, Josh Rosen scouting trip, right, for the Dolphins? Was that when that was?
No.
That wasn't the time where they were out there for the 2 weeks?
No, we were all in the full stadium when I was out there. Wrong year.
Wrong year on the West Coast.
That was when we played both games, though.
Right.
That was both games at the same time.
Joe, Brown's only having two primetime games tells me Watson's getting suspended for the season.
Boy, Mike came out with that.
Yeah. Interesting.
How bad is that for the Cleveland Browns? They're counting on this thing being – somewhat of a quickie. What, six games, four games?
It's just interesting how that they did that at this point.
Thing's not done, though.
No.
It's taken – I mean, he looks like he's fighting this thing right to the end.
Which is, you know.
Who you going to believe, me or the Lion 29,000 women?
There's so many women that's on the other side of this. That's the scary part. Let's see. I thought Florio wouldn't cover the NFL anymore if Tyreek Hill was allowed back in the league. What a hypocrite.
Don't worry. We want to keep covering him because he's here now.
Right. Someone said you should have told Florio that Bruce Arians is the second head coach. Tom Brady got fired this year. I mean, who cares?
Hey, you can say whatever you want, and I happen to like Mike because Mike doesn't care what he says. Mike broke that thing on what was going on back here, and the dirty little secret team was hoping, like, how in the hell did he get that? And sure enough, as time went on,
more things started coming out. Here you go, conspiracy theorist for the Heat. Did anyone catch a Jimmy Butler the interview post game when he gave credit to Coach Pat and no mention of Spoelstra? Is there bad blood that we aren't aware of? Remember, Butler did want to fight Spoelstra during the regular season. No one's mentioning it.
I don't think there's anything.
I mean, that's you're digging.
By the way,
you're digging.
Pat ain't coming back.
Yeah.
Pat is real happy now being the great executive. And not being the great coach.
Right.
Pat's done. You think Pat wants to go through that?
No.
He's got a guy that does it just the way he wants. That he handpicked from doing videos to helping guys shoot threes and picking up basketballs to the great head coach that he is now.
Tommy and Hialeah wants everyone to slow down on feeling so bad for Joel Embiid. Was anyone feeling sorry for the Heat in the bubble after Bam and Dragon got hurt right before everything happened? Get the hell out of here.
I don't feel bad for it. I think this is a joke, everybody. Like, oh, give it a break. He was 7-for-24. You play, you're expected to play well. Kyle Lowry went through it. Like, Kyle, listen, man, nobody can defend you. You played. I know, but my hamstring, we saw you limping, man. You came back out. Hey, I'm done, guys. I can't play.
Right. Say what you want, but playoff Jimmy's as good as any of the so-called superstars in the league right now.
Hard
to debate that.
He's pretty damn good so far.
Yep.
Atlanta and Philly, Jimmy has been really good.
Someone said, we put the Sixers away. Now let's get some revenge on the Bucks. Someone wants the Bucks in the next round like me.
Still looking pretty good that could happen. Boy, those games go, they have been so good. Those Milwaukee's missing their second best player, but give Milwaukee credit. That thing has been really fun to watch. Great series.
Yeah. Let's see. Joe, why don't we treat the back-to-back Midwest games like the West Coast back-to-back games? Just stay out there rather than coming home after the Lions game, just fly to Chicago. I think it's a different animal, though, right?
Yeah, so part of the thing is we got San Fran in L.A. on the road, but we got Buffalo the following week. So I don't think they wanted to do all that traveling, and that makes the staying out in California makes more sense during that. By the way, that's potentially – you're talking about Herbert and Allen.
Right. I don't want to throw that out there. Right.
Yeah. Then come home and see Aaron. By the way, we didn't talk about this with Mike. A lot of this seemed to happen because of the quarterbacks playing. We know how good their teams are, but the fact is
they've
upgraded or they have really good or considered to be top 10 quarterbacks.
Yeah, you're right. You don't think that means anything in the scheduling?
I do.
Right, when you see a sexy quarterback there. Let's see. 6 out of 12 years in the Eastern Conference Finals is so damn impressive, underrated, and unspoken by the national media. Glad you guys brought it up.
Listen, man, there's not much more we can say about this organization, this Heat organization. It's probably a good way to wrap it up. It is just so well run. The names change. The faces change on the players in different times. But this winning and who they're doing it and how they do it and the development and putting the right guys together, the structure from owner to president and the way they work together, I don't have any idea how the relationship is. It's just it runs really well. It's one of the best in professional sports. It just is. It's clearly – the best in this town. I mean, everybody else would have to admit that.
All right, they have to. I mean, come on.
Panthers looking like they've got their act together, but this guy, this thing's been going on. This thing's been going on since Hardaway and Alonzo.
Right. A long time.
That's a long run. Those guys aren't no young guys anymore.
All right, last one here. This is an interesting one because I didn't think about it. Joe, if the Bruins and the Celtics win, it's going to be South Florida versus Boston all next week. But you'll have the Bruins and the Panthers, and you have the Heat and the Celtics.
Then we'll have bad blood with those guys. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. I kind of like that a little bit.
I didn't think of that either.
I did not think about that.
Well, I'll tell you what. I thought Tampa Bay was down and out.
Ay.
And
right there.
Hey, Toronto, we're back. Good God, a game 7 coming up for that one. Hey, we're out of time. Want everybody to have a great weekend, and we'll see you again on Monday morning. Take care.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.